Hi, Commander Wiz Withers here, and welcome back to MilitaryLeadershipBlog.com. I'd like to get your opinion on something. I belong to an organization. It's a nonprofit organization that has, as one of its primary missions, is raising money from its members to support, for lack of a better description, college scholarships. Now, I'm not going to get into too many details because I'm not trying to pick on any organization or any specific people in that organization, but there's something that's going on that I've been thinking about quite a bit, and I just kind of like to get your opinion on it. In recent years, the organization has done some tremendous things in raising money. It's exceeded all of its old records. But about 18 months ago, they had an election for, among other things, chairman and vice chairman. And the incumbents ran for re-election and won. Now, at the time the election was being set up, there were a few members, I mean a small number, like all in one hand, that questioned whether it was legal for the chairman and the vice chairman to run again. Legal as far as how the bylaws are written. Now, I've looked at the bylaws on this issue, and they're written in legal language. And I am not an attorney. It seems to me that the average person could interpret them one way or the other. There's nothing in there that specifically says anything about term limits, at least the ones that I have read. Again, I'm not an attorney. But the bottom line is in the last 18 months, what started as a questioning whether this was right or not has escalated into a full-scale, essentially a hate campaign against the two sides, to the point where about 4 months ago, two members of the organization, both of them attorneys, I think, filed a lawsuit against the organization's leadership. And the only thing they want, they don't want money, they don't want any other decisions overturned, they just want a new election where the two individuals that won are not allowed to run again. And the organization's leadership is saying, wait, we didn't do anything wrong, you're only two guys that basically are unhappy with for personal reasons, so we don't think this is worth our effort. Now, there was an article written about this in the local paper, and they described it as a squabble. And unfortunately, if you're on the outside looking in, that's kind of what it looks like. I'm not saying that's what it is, but that's kind of what it looks like. But neither side now has any interest at all in resolving this except through the courts. In looking at websites, they're both essentially saying the same thing. The time for reconciliation is long past. Now it's a matter of principle. Well, in the meantime, this issue is dividing the rest of the membership. Because you have those that are siding with the leadership, there you have those who are siding with the plaintiffs of the suit, and there are those that are just so embarrassed this is going on that they're really just trying to distance themselves from it. Well, if the number of people I've heard from in the last few months are any indication, the donation levels are starting to drop. And unless something is done, I think the donation levels are going to drop even further. And of course, this isn't going to hurt the members of the organization as much as it is the students that are hoping for the scholarships. So here's my question. Is there ever a time when principle, when one's personal principles need to be set aside for reasons of sound leadership? Now, I'm not advocating that leaders should not have principles. That's not it at all. I mean, you think of your stereotypical politician of the party that you dislike the most, and you'll see someone that doesn't have any principle will do anything they have to do to get what they want. That's not what I'm about. But sometimes, and I think this is especially true of military people who take honor and duty and country very, very seriously, as well we should. But sometimes it gets taken so seriously that, well, as my father would say, it's like cutting off your nose to spite your face. We're so focused on winning the battle, in this case being right, that we lose sight of what it is we're truly all about. That's my opinion anyway. I just like to know, is there a time when you think that one's personal principles need to be set aside in the name of sound leadership? I really look forward to reading your comments on this, because I'm sure many of you, if not all of you, will disagree with me. But regardless, agree with me, disagree, or whatever, especially disagree with me, please let me know on the blog. I really look forward to reading your comments. So until next time then, for MilitaryLeadershipBlog.com, I'm Commander Wiz Withers. Thanks for listening.